Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, we've got a great topic today. Should you bid on RFPs?
Yes. David, what the heck is an RFP?
I was hoping you'd ask that, Tim. An RFP simply means a request for proposal. And if you are a web designer and as you go along and you develop websites and stuff, you may run across the term RFP. And it simply means a request for proposal. And these are typically done at government contracts, municipalities, city, you know, those types of things. They're required by either laws in their areas or boards that govern and manage, you know, those municipalities and stuff. They usually have to put these things out to the public, and it can't be just a kind of brother-in-law deals and stuff, so to speak. So, you know.
So is it to like prevent like kickbacks and like, you know, personal favors, like I'm going to give you the project because you're my friend kind of a thing, to like level the playing field?
I think it is to a certain degree. Typically, RFPs are generally enterprise level projects. They're much larger. And yes, it's so that brother-in-law who has zero experience with, you know, building web design, but yet there's $1 million budget for, what was the one that in the last few years, Obamacare or something like that, which costs what? Like, I forget how many millions of dollars, and the website never worked, okay?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
So that's a perfect example of, you know, putting a request out for a proposal, making it public, allowing true professionals, you know, to have a shot at winning that contract. With saying that, I'm going to say that I really dislike RFPs. I don't like bidding on them. They're a pain in the ass. They're a ton of work. And unless you know that you've got a really good shot at winning that RFP, I typically steer away from them. I don't mess with them because they're just a lot of work. You know, we've done a few of them over the years, and it's just, I'm trying to think if we've won any of the RFPs that we've actually bid. And it takes sometimes weeks to put these things together. If we were charging to put the RFP together, we would charge several thousand dollars just to put the RFP together. And typically, they don't pay for RFPs. Now, larger enterprise level agencies that are geared towards, you know, working on these RFPs, they typically have an in-house, you know, person, or they have a contractor that works for them that specializes in RFPs, and that's all they do. They sit, they write, and they, you know, fine-tune these things to where they get a certain percentage of projects. So if they put out 10 RFPs in a year, they know that they're going to get 3, and that's going to cover their cost. And we're just not set up like that. We're not set up to do only RFPs and stuff. We mainly go with not enterprise level contracts, if that makes sense, Tim.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm on the same page. It sounds like a pain in the butt for, you know, a slim chance at getting the project in a lot of cases. Especially if you're going up to some of those agencies that you mentioned, that's all they do is go after those RFPs. And so they know how to win those projects and how to fine tune it and so forth. And so if you're new and starting out, stay away from it.
Yeah, because you're right. You are 100% correct. I mean, that is what they do. They live and die by RFPs. And they're typically going after them. So you're right. They know the buzzwords. They know exactly what these guys are looking for. And a lot of times, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't matter. It's still a brother-in-law deal. They may say they're putting it out RFP, but I guarantee you they have their top three, if not one, already mapped out that they want to do the project. So just because they're required to put out an RFP doesn't mean that everybody, in my opinion, has a level playing field, an equal shot.
Yeah,
well, that's kind of it for me. I mean, you know, I just wanted, I felt like it was something that I wanted to talk about on the podcast because it's probably going to come up in your web development career. And you're probably wondering, A, what is it? And B, should I even try it? And, you know, my answer is, if you want to, yeah. If you want to learn from my experience and several other people who I've talked to about RFPs, they're a lot of work. They're a lot of time. Yes, they can be rewarding if you win it. So that's my take.
Yeah, makes sense. And I'm going to take your advice, David, and stay away from it.
Well, we've got this great podcast website called wpthepodcast.com. If you want to go and listen, you know, or read the show notes for this episode, you're welcome to go over and check them out for episode 141. Leave us a comment. Let us know if you've ever done RFPs and what your experience with an RFP is. Maybe I'm just missing the boat and it's not as hard as I think it is. And maybe there's a way that we can, you know, turn my opinion on RFPs around. So would absolutely love it. Tim?
Yeah. And even if you don't have anything to contribute on RFPs, you can still head to the website, listen to past episodes, request, or I guess you could say suggest topic ideas. And yeah.
We're going to send out our RPLs right now, Tim.
RPLs?
Yeah. Our request for podcast listeners.
There you go. RFPLs.
RFPLs. Request for podcast
or I'm going to say this. I'm going to say RFRs, request for reviews.
There you go. Request for reviews. Well, tomorrow, Tim and I are going to have another exciting episode for you to listen to. And until then, we'll see you tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.